Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Starting tomorrow, commercial fishermen in New England face stiff new restrictions on catches for cod, haddock, and other groundfish. Federal regulators have reduced catch limits by as much as 78%, so depleted fish populations can recover, they say. Facing these new rules, which they say will greatly affect their livelihoods, the fishermen and Massachusetts politicians held an 11th-hour rally yesterday calling for a reprieve. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch was there and has this report.
On Boston's Fish Pier, with a newly painted boat as a backdrop, fishermen and politicians railed against the new catch limits set to go into effect tomorrow. Richie Canastra is the co-owner of the New Bedford and Boston Seafood Auctions. He cited reports from boats currently out at sea that groundfish, such as flounder, are coming back.
The fish are showing up. One boat, 15,000 pounds of Georgia Bank yellowtail. They're getting them in the north and the south. It is a cycle. It's a cycle that we go through.
Republican State Senator Bruce Tarr from the fishing port of Gloucester said the new catch limits are too drastic.
Not on our watch are we going to let fishermen be the first species on Earth to go extinct because of regulation.
Democratic Congressman John Tierney from nearby Salem agreed the industry needs to be saved.
We will be able to stop people that are losing their mortgages on their home, on their boat, on their equipment, on their seaside properties.
Tierney issued a direct challenge to the regional director of the National Marine Fisheries Service that's in charge of managing fish stocks. That's John Bullard. He was in the audience, and he said raising the catch limits at last minute is just not possible.
Legally, we don't think we can do that, and if we could legally do that, I don't think we should.
Bullard says he knows it's painful for fishermen, but he says hauling in more groundfish in the coming year is not good for the industry in the long term.
We have to rebuild these stocks and get out of this situation where we're at historically low levels of codfish. Fishermen, as of 2 weeks ago, you know, with 11 and a half months in the fishing year, have only caught 60% of the quota from last year. Fishermen aren't finding codfish either. I mean, sooner or later, we have to say, let's rebuild the cod stocks.
Bullard favors helping fishermen do things like convert the equipment on their boats so they can go after other kinds of fish that are more plentiful. But many fishermen and industry workers at the rally didn't feel very encouraged.
Well, I've been to so many of these rallies, and they don't go anywhere.
Radar Bendixson is a former commercial fisherman who now runs a fishing gear manufacturer in Fairhaven.
And every time you go, they get smaller and they get smaller and they get smaller because then there's less fishermen, less boats. They go out of business little by little. We've been up against this now for 20 years now.
But they've never faced groundfish limits this low before. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.